Hey guys, welcome to the Broke Sister Podcast. This is Ashley.
And this is Cassidy,
aka Cassidy.
That was horrible. We probably just lost 500,000 viewers or listeners.
All right, well.
Actually, who am I kidding? I wish we had enough listeners for that.
Regardless, I was going to do that anyways, so.
Oh. Well, I guess we're just really excited because it's been a couple of weeks since you guys haven't heard from us, so we've been dying to get back in. We are so sorry for that. It's been
a very jam-packed couple of weeks. Definitely. Well, at least for you.
So, I know last episode we had left you guys off with like a cliffhanger, letting you know that we had a big surprise, and the surprise is here.
No, you can't just make fun of me and then you do it.
You guys, I'm so happy to finally reveal that my website, www.shopdiehardapparel.com, and die is spelled D-Y-E, is finally
here. Oh my god, you guys should see her face right now. I don't even think that she like knew just to say here.
I don't know, so
but
excited.
What other word would you have said?
I don't
said?
Know. I wanted it to be like a better word, but I guess, yeah.
It has finally launched.
Has launched, yes. It's finally here. It's launched. Go check it out, guys. I've been super, super excited. This is what I've been working on. And it's just a couple pieces that I personally hand make. As far as like the dyeing and the revamping of it. So we
it's called Die Hard because it's tie-dye. I don't think you didn't explain that. So they're probably wondering what the hell you're talking about.
So Die Hard is just a couple pieces that I personally tie-dye. We also have a section where we have vintage tees. So I personally go out and like thrift for vintage tees. And then we just like revamp them and make them look nice and ready to wear. So if you guys are interested, again, that website is shopdiehardapparel.com. It also has an Instagram at shop_diehardapparel. So you guys can go check it out. Thank you.
It's super cute. They even have matching sets. I have a matching set, but it's one of a kind.
I want to offer custom pieces as well. So if like someone, you know, like reaches out to me and like requests for a certain idea, then I want to be able to do that. I haven't gotten there just yet, just because like we're, you know, in the first stages, but that's something that I am wanting to do in the future. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me in any of my social media platforms. So to dive in today's episode, because we're still in the early stages of the Broke Sisters, we still want to dive in and have you guys know a little bit more about us. So for this episode, we're actually going to go ahead and do a speed round of questions. We actually have a total of 62 questions for today, and Cassidy's actually going to be answering them the best as she can about herself, right?
Yeah. Kind of fast too,
so that I think that's gonna be the difficult part, is just like trying to answer them like as quickly as possible. I know Cassidy, out of the both of us, likes to like ramble on, so yeah. I know that it's gonna be difficult for her not to give like a backstory for every question. So Cassidy, let me know when you're ready and we'll go ahead and start.
Okay, go.
Alrighty, so question number one. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you about life right now?
1, because 0 wasn't on the scale.
Describe yourself in a hashtag.
Extra.
If you can do a love scene with anyone, who would it be?
Oh my god. LOL. This rapper, his name is King Von. You guys, you don't know him, I don't think.
Guys, don't look Google him up. Okay. What's one thing people don't know about you?
I don't like to be alone sometimes.
Okay. What's your wake up ritual?
Oh, it depends on if I have something to do that day, because usually I stay in bed until I have something to do.
What's your bedtime ritual?
Wash my face, brush my teeth, and then moisturize my face, in that order.
What's your favorite time of the day?
The afternoon.
What dream country to visit?
Singapore.
Do you want to give a little backstory on that?
Oh my god, because I watched Crazy Rich Asians with my sister. when it came out in the movie theaters, and it was like so pretty. And turns out like it was the movie that they actually filmed in Singapore. Like it wasn't like, you know, green screen.
Yeah, so it was like a location.
Yeah, you know how some movies, like they say they're in California and they're really not.
And it's like in a studio.
Yeah, exactly.
I think, and I'll say this now live with you guys, if I ever go to Singapore, definitely Cassidy is going to be with me. I don't think I would do that trip without you.
Oh my god, I would definitely like kill myself if you did it with someone else. Okay, not literally, but you know, I would really be upset with you.
What's the biggest surprise you've had?
Oh, on my 20th birthday, I got balloons that said 20, and I didn't think anyone was gonna get those for me.
Guys, maybe one day I have to remember to bring this up. That balloon story for her 20th, it was not that fun.
Yeah, it was actually kind of like extra dramatic, but that's because I like am very sentimental, so I felt really upset the whole day, but it turned out being fine.
Okay. Heels or flats or sneakers?
Flats.
Vintage or new?
New.
Style icon?
Jada Weta.
Okay, what are three things you can't live without?
Toby Beckham and the internet.
What's one ingredient you put in everything?
Salt and pepper.
Ooh, that was actually good. What are three people living or dead you would like to make dinner for?
Nobody, because I don't know how to cook, and that's a lot of work.
What's your biggest fear in life?
Dying lonely and old and getting a divorce.
Window or aisle seat?
Window.
What's your current TV obsession?
I don't have one anymore because of the virus, so I'm up to date on all my shows, but I can't wait for This Is Us to come back.
Mm-hmm. Favorite app?
Twitter. Follow me at Cassidy Nicole.
How would you define yourself in three words?
Annoying, beautiful, and funny.
Favorite piece of clothing you own?
My crop denim jacket from Forever 21.
Must have clothing item everyone should have?
Biker shorts.
Oh, I thought you were going to say my crop denim jacket from Forever 21.
Actually, I was going to say biker shorts were for my favorite item of clothing, but I was like, actually, I really like my crop denim jacket. But then I was like, well, everyone kind of needs to have biker shorts. So that's how that happened.
Superpower you want?
To know what people are thinking.
What's inspiring you in life right now?
All the girls that are my age on Twitter that are like doing whatever it is that they want to do in life, and they're making like a lot of money off of it, you know?
Goals.
Yeah.
Best piece of advice you've received?
You're young and you have time.
Best advice you'd give your teenage self?
You're young and you have time. By the way, that advice was given to me by from myself. I gave that to myself.
Inspiring words given to you by Cassidy. A book that everyone should read?
That Night by Chevy Stevens, or My Husband's Secret by Leanne what's that girl who did the Big Little Lies, the author of that book? Leanne Moriarty. I can't pronounce her name, but it's Leanne Moriarty with a M.
Okay. How do you define beauty?
Clear skin and good eyebrows. Sorry.
What do you love most about your body?
Nothing, I guess. I don't really know, but my favorite part of my body, I guess, is like my feet. I have good feet, unlike some people.
No offense. You throwing shade?
Yeah.
Got it.
At you.
I'm catching what you're throwing. Best way to take a rest, decompress day?
Shower and binge watch TV.
Favorite place to view art?
On my phone.
If your life were a song, what would the title be?
Too Much.
If you could master one instrument, what would it be?
The piano.
If you had a tattoo, where would it be?
On my spine or on my finger?
Dolphins or koalas?
Dolphins, because you can swim with them.
What's your favorite board game?
Monopoly.
What's your favorite color?
Pink.
Least favorite color?
Purple.
Diamonds or pearls?
Diamonds, obviously.
Drugstore makeup or designer?
Neither, because I'm all natural.
Blow dry or air dry?
air dry, because blow drying is too much work and I'm lazy.
Pilates or yoga?
Yoga, because I don't know what Pilates is.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
What's the weirdest word in the English language?
All of them, because if you repeat them more than once in like at the same time, they all start to sound weird. So like if you say weird, 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 weird.
Okay.
It sounds weird, doesn't it?
Yeah. Dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
Milk chocolate.
Stairs or elevators?
Elevator.
Summer or winter?
Summer, because it's too hard to look cute in the winter.
If you were stuck in an island and you can pick one food to eat forever without getting tired of it, what would you eat?
I would drink Coke and eat white rice with steak.
A dessert you don't like?
Cheesecake.
A skill you're working on mastering?
Living in the moment and not thinking too much about the future.
Best thing to happen to you today?
I got 2 lattes from Dunkin' Donuts, and one of them was free because they messed up my order because I asked for whipped cream on it, but the lady had already gave it to me without the whipped cream, and then when I tried to give it back, she was like, oh no, you know, we can't take it back. So I got both of them for free, but when I tried to save the other one for later, like after a couple hours, it honestly tasted like disgusting.
Okay. Worst thing to happen to you today?
The free latte tasted disgusting after a few hours. So I couldn't drink it.
Best compliment you've received?
2 weeks ago, a little boy at a pizza buffet told me he really likes my nails.
Favorite smell?
Laundry detergent.
Hugs or kisses?
Hugs.
If you made a documentary, what would it be about?
All the drama at my job.
Last piece of content you consumed that made you cry?
The last episode of Desperate Housewives when Miss McCluskey dies. Sorry if anyone's listening and they were planning to watch Desperate Housewives. I know that, like, she was good the whole time up until the last episode of the last season. Oh, my God. Just talking about it, I'm going to start crying.
Lipstick.
She's my favorite.
Lipstick or lip gloss?
Lip gloss.
Song you can listen to on repeat?
I don't really have a favorite song right now, so none.
If you can switch lives with someone for a day, who would it be?
Kylie Jenner, because she's a billionaire.
What are you most excited about at this time in your life?
I'm going to go ahead and say nothing.
That was the ugliest noise
I'm sorry.
I have ever heard.
Because I had to think about that, and then I was like, bleh, I'm not excited about nothing right now.
Last but not least, what is your go-to for having a good laugh?
Oh my God, Twitter. I was on Twitter this morning dying. Do you know how funny it is, the things that people post?
I don't have a Twitter, so I'm gonna go ahead.
You need
a
Twitter, because Twitter is lit. They are hilarious.
Okay.
Actually, I want to go back to one question.
What's the question?
The song that I can listen to on repeat.
Okay.
So, like, on my way here, I was actually thinking, like, listening to a song, and I couldn't remember the name of it, but, like, I had to Google the lyric and then find out the name, because that's, like, one song that I keep listening to, like, 10 times in a row, and actually, it's called Some Nights. It's by G Herbo. It's kind of old, but you know when something comes out and you listen to it and it's cool, but then you listen to it, like, again, like, you know, after it already came out, like, a few years later, and you're like, oh, yeah, I remember this song. I really like it. So I like this song again. I listened to it like 3 times today. And okay, twice back to back on my way here. So I guess that's probably my new favorite song right now, even though it's old. But yeah. Okay, that's it.
Alrighty, guys. That was the lightning round with Cassidy and her questions. Later on, I will go ahead and answer the questions about me so you guys get a little more insight on me.
Yeah, she's not as interesting as me.
I realized that I'm actually not an interesting person, and I actually found this out because I have been watching the Real Housewives franchise. If Bravo hit me up and said, hey, Ashley, we want you to be part of the Housewives, I would not be able to say yes. One, I don't have friends that can be on the Housewives with me, and two, just nothing exciting happens in my life at this moment that would be like content worthy of Housewives.
Same. actually.
Like I watch these girls. And I mean, there's certain things that probably, like, if you put me in the mix, because, like, obviously drama will happen when you put it in a group of girls. But I just don't think... I wouldn't even have a list of friends to bring on the show with me.
To bring me on the show?
I think it's, like...
And I could bring my friends on the
show. Seven girls. How? So it'd be me, you, and we'd need five more girls. What if Bravo, like, hit you up and said, like, hey, we're going to do a Housewives
of West Palm Beach?
Who's coming on the show with you?
Nobody big, because all of my friends are broke.
I don't even need broke or not broke. I don't have enough friends.
Oh, you can have not broke friends? I mean, you can have broke friends?
Yeah. Let's make it a Bravo broke
So we're sister. Not housewives, so we're just broke girls.
Broke girls
so
of West broke Palm.
Girls of West Palm Beach. Okay, so it would be me. And you, and my friend, I'm not going to say her name because...
Give her a nickname.
Lulu.
Okay.
And then my other two friends that are also friends with Lulu.
Okay. So I would basically be the outsider then.
So, no, we could just initiate you.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a friend.
Who?
Should I use a nickname?
No, just say their name. I'm not afraid. In this podcast, if you're my friend, you're gonna get exposed.
Nah, babe, because you know who's saying it? Me. And they might be your friend, but they're not my friend. So I'm just gonna go ahead and say Tom Sawyer's girlfriend.
They're not your friend.
Yeah, they're not my friends. They're your friends.
Oh, I know.
I don't want
now.
Anybody to beat me up.
They're not gonna beat you up. You're not talking crap.
They're definitely not gonna beat me up, but I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I know who you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah. So then that's that.
I can only bring one person in.
And then that's it. So it's me, you,
Tom Sawyer,
the three, and then no, it's not Tom Sawyer. It's his girlfriend. So then that's six. So we just need that's fine.
We need one more.
We need one more, and I'm pretty sure that
we'll do a casting for that.
That we can just find someone,
I guess. But my life, I don't know.
You do have a friend.
Who?
Your other friend that you used to work with.
Oh, okay.
So then
that would be the perfect person
because you know how on the show it's like sometimes you meet up and it's like the main cast but then they bring their friends She can bring her friends and then that would be great.
That'd actually be the best person because she has friends. Yes.
Yeah, so look at us. We have a show.
Anyone listening, if you guys know where we can get a Juicy Couture jumpsuit, I'd very much appreciate it. I've been on the lookout for this thing. And I found one on Poshmark, but they were wanting like $120 and it was used. And I said, no, thanks, don't want it that bad.
Yeah, $120, I don't even think they are originally that much.
I found on the Juicy Couture website, they like did a collab with Urban Outfitters and did a jumpsuit set, but it was a British exclusive collection.
I'm sorry, but do they not have a Juicy Couture in the outlets anymore?
No. I don't think they ever did.
I could have sworn they did. Like years and years and years
ago.
But
I remember having like before I ever got into purses. And I wish I would have kept it. Do you remember? It was like a velvet.
Yeah, I do remember. How did you even get your hands on it?
I don't know.
Did mommy buy it for you?
Mommy bought it for me. I don't know where she bought it from, though.
Was it cheap back then?
No, it was like the thing, like, if you had a Juicy Couture bag or like Michael Kors.
Because I feel like if I ever asked mommy for a purse, she would be like, buy.
Alrighty guys, so we're gonna go ahead and end the episode today with just talking about the best part of our week and then our low part of the week. Do you want to start off, Cassidy?
High part of my week last week. What were the dates last week? I forgot.
I don't know.
Oh my god, I didn't do anything cool. Let me check my calendar, because my calendar is the one that tells me everything that I done did in the past. So on Monday, I got this real cute new headband. That was my high part of the week. Last Monday, that was my high part. And then my low part was the day before that, because the week starts on Sundays. My low part was coming back from Gainesville.
The drive?
No, coming back in general.
Oh. So... that was similar to what my low part was. So I had been off of work for a while. And then, you know, when your first day back to work and you're, like, dreading it. So that was my low part, just, like, readjusting and getting out of, like, vacay mode. And then my high part was that there was some materials that I needed for Die Hard that I was able to get my hands on. So I was super duper excited because I've come to notice that there are some companies that will like quadruple the prices of some materials. But I found a company that was legit and actually sold it at a reasonable price. If you guys can see Cassidy right now.
That's awesome.
She kind of looks like Frida Kahlo.
Isn't that lady Harry?
She's a unibrow.
I have a unibrow?
You look like you have a shadow and it looks like it's a unibrow.
You're so rude. Anyways, that concludes this week's episode, you guys. Thank you so much for watching.
Listening.
Oh my god, so sorry.
She wants to be a YouTuber so bad.
No, like literally. I hope you guys enjoyed all of my answers to my questions. Yeah, anything you want to say?
Thank you guys, and we are going to be back next week, so listen up. We're going to try to stay consistent again. It was just a little hard these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, because of Ashley. So don't forget to shop diehardapparel.com.
Thanks, guys.